Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, shifting focus, how the state plans to get more shots to the neighborhoods hurting the most.
Prioritizing educators at a specialized clinic, the forward momentum in getting all teachers inoculated.
And racial abuse on the court, how a local basketball star hopes to use his story to empower others. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, March 4th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Lynn Keys. Good morning. The spring-like weather continues with another day full of sunshine.
Oh, yeah. We're ready for this great day for that afternoon walk, or the three of us, we go on our morning walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right after the morning show. Yeah, so much fun. And we are looking at that sunshine, a beautiful day ahead. So don't forget your sunglasses if you're heading out the door and a jacket. It's a chilly start. We're in the 30s and 40s this morning. And as we head through the afternoon, we're looking at daytime highs mainly in the 60s. So 60 degrees in San Francisco this afternoon, 64 in Oakland. San Jose, you'll see a high of 67, 66 in Concord later on today. Just to show you on Futurecast, those clearing skies. Big changes ahead as we look to tomorrow, tracking a weather system that'll bring the return of the rain and also kick up the winds for us as well. All right, let's check in with Gianna. The metering lights are already on at the Bay Bridge this morning.
They are. They were turned on just a little bit earlier than usual, likely due to a broken down vehicle we reported on. It's just past the toll plaza there, blocking at least one lane. So that slowed things down just a bit as you head through there. So, yeah, game on. It is slow. You've got a slow traffic pretty much from just beyond that 880 overpass. And looks like things are getting busy off the East Shore Freeway as well. We've got a couple of trouble spots there. Eastbound right at the Emeryville area as you work your way near Powell Street and Ashby. Crashes reported there. And we've got those brake lights westbound as you work your way just out of Berkeley heading towards the Bay Bridge. So give yourself a few extra minutes there. And we do have a busy ride as you head into the Altamont Pass this morning. 46 minutes now is your travel time from 205 over towards 680. You will see brake lights as you approach that 680-580 Dublin Interchange.
A major change to California's vaccine rollout. 40% of all doses will be set aside for the state's most vulnerable neighborhoods. That's the word from two Newsom administration officials. About 8 million people are eligible for shots in those areas, which are spread out across 400 zip codes. Once about 2 million of those doses are administered, the state will allow counties to move more quickly through the reopening tiers. The governor's office is expected to expand on these changes later this morning. That will happen at 9 o'clock, and you can watch that live on CBSN Bay Area.
Taking a live look at Oakland, where in just a few hours, the vaccination mega site at the Coliseum will be holding its first educator-only day. It's all part of a statewide push to reopen schools as quickly and as safely as possible. Let's get right to KPIX 5's Kit Doe, who joins us live from Oakland. Kit, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So this is the very first day. It'll happen only today and tomorrow for now, with a chance of possible expansion in the future. But yeah, this is a live look at the Coliseum now. They got the cones up, the lights are up, and this place is going to come alive in the next couple of hours or so. So here's what you need to know. The first few days are by invitation only, and the Alameda County Office of Education is handing out those single-use registration codes. They are targeting education workers in southern and eastern Alameda County. The county is prioritizing staff who work directly with students. Email surveys are being used to plan ahead, so check your email and fill those out by the deadlines. Governor Newsom has been under intense pressure lately to get schools back open. Earlier this week, he announced that 10% of the state's vaccine supply, roughly 75,000 doses, would be set aside just for teachers. That was in addition to the multi-billion dollar incentive plan for schools that is set to be approved today at the state capitol.
Our cafeteria workers, our food workers, our bus drivers, our custodians, they want the sights and sounds. They want kids back safely in school. I just think once people feel confident we can safely do this, once we prove this out, TK to 2, these smaller cohorts, I have all the confidence that it's almost like a flywheel, that you're going to start seeing much more rapid pace of reopening.
So more registration codes are coming. They're working at all levels up and down the county to try and figure out who to get them to first. But keep in mind that the K through 12 workforce here in Alameda County is about 41,000 people. So they're saying to be patient. Live in Oakland, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
Happening today, schools in Pleasanton will enter a hybrid back-to-school model. Preschool through second grade students will be back for in-person learning. Grades 3 through 5 will follow on Monday the 8th.
The Bay Area's largest county is now back in the red tier, and for many, that means they're back in business. Santa Clara County entered the less restrictive tier yesterday. For the first time in months, restaurants like La Fontaine and Mountain View welcome guests to dine indoors in 25% capacity. But the back and forth of closing and opening has hurt business.
We miss our customers. We miss that days. I mean, we miss that parties and or meetings.
And a lot of businesses are hurting, and I hope people realize now is the time. Come out and support your local, local businesses, especially the restaurants.
Fitness studios and gyms are also finally allowed to resume indoors at 10% capacity. Movie theaters, museums, zoos, and aquariums can now also reopen with limited capacity.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we just got some breaking employment news, or unemployment news, sadly, as it is. New jobless numbers just came in. Let's take a look at them. Over the past week, another 745,000 people applied for new unemployment benefits. The week prior, it was 736,000. That number was just adjusted up by the Department of Labor, and this is the 50th week in a row that initial claims have been higher than the worst week of the Great Recession. Now, tomorrow we are expecting February's employment report, which is expected to not be so bad, show a few job gains. And stock futures have been up so far this morning. We'll have an eye on the opening bell when that rings in less than a half an hour. Len.
And thank you. Developing this morning, former Golden State Warriors player Jeremy Lin is speaking out about the recent attacks on Asian Americans. He's also opening up about his own personal experiences with racism on the court. He's now playing for the NBA G League, which is looking into his claim that he was called coronavirus during a game. Lin, who grew up in the Bay Area, first opened up on social media saying, quote, "We are tired of being told that we don't experience racism. We are tired of being told to keep our heads down and not make trouble." Lin says he's not calling out the person who made the offensive comment because he's not interested in taking someone down. He says that won't solve the country's longstanding problems.
Asians can't only be passionate about Asian issues. African-Americans can't only be passionate about African-American issues. We have to band together. We have to work together. We have to understand each other. We have to listen to each other. And not just between these two groups, between all groups, there has to be that type of solidarity.
For every three-pointer he makes, Lin is donating to an organization that supports youth empowerment or cross-cultural work. To see more from our interview with Jeremy Lin, go to our website, kpix.com.